The FBI in Peace and War. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, Hostage.
Hello, Harry.
Hi.
Hot day, huh?
Yeah, very.
What do you got in there, laundry?
What else?
Okay, Harry, go ahead. See you tomorrow.
Right, Joe. See you tomorrow.
Okay. That was being smart. Red, help me out of this stuff.
Right away.
Listen.
Shut up. Keep driving.
You'll never get away with this. Listen to me, fellas. You're crazy. I mean...
We heard what you mean. Then we met.
Stop the car.
Look.
I said stop it.
Yeah. Look, what I meant.
We heard what you meant. We were crazy to try it.
No.
We heard.
Afternoon of June 8, 1954, two dangerous lunatics hid in a laundry coach leaving Matamoras State Hospital, disposed of the driver, and escaped. A four-state alarm was promptly sent out. Police threw up roadblocks on all the area's highways. Bloodhounds were ordered in from nearby Franklin County, all to no avail. When the governor, soon after, requested Bureau cooperation, the empty laundry coach had been located at the bottom of Beacon Lake. But there was no clue whatever as to the whereabouts of the missing men.
Yeah?
Hello, I'm taxi man. Is someone at this address?
A taxi, oh, yeah. Just 1 minute, my friend will be right out.
Oh, thanks, I'll wait in the car. I thought I had the wrong place. My wife took the message. I was out on a call. I told her she must have it wrong. This house hasn't been occupied.
Yeah, we know how it is. My friend will be right with you. You wait in your car. Matt.
Yeah? Coming.
He's here.
Okay. I'll talk to him alone. You wait here. Better give me that hat.
Sure thing. You know, Matt.
Yeah?
The guy does look a lot like you. Shaved the mustache.
Oh. Grown a mouthpiece, huh? Good. May come in handy. Now fix yourself a drink. I won't be too long.
Right over here, mister. Now, where to, station? I'm sorry I took so long getting out here, but when you're the only taxi in town...
That's okay. I got plenty of time. Just drive around a while.
What?
Just drive around.
Oh, well, okay. You're paying for it. This is the first time in 20 years I got a call just to drive around.
Ever drive into Canada?
Sure, all the time. You know, this close to the border. You aiming to go into Canada?
Well... Not tonight.
Oh, that's good. I told my wife I'd be back early.
Married man, huh?
Oh, yes.
Any family? Kids, maybe?
Oh, boy. Not quite a kid. Husky's 16.
That all?
That's all.
No brothers or sisters?
Well...
Yeah?
I have a brother, but we don't see each other much.
I'll come.
Oh, just don't say, mister. You sure you don't want to go someplace?
No, no. This is fine. Your brother live in town?
Huh? No, he doesn't.
Where?
Now, look.
An institution, maybe? Like the state hospital at Matamora?
Say, how did you...
Yeah. What's the matter, Andy? Maybe I should light up a smoke so you could see clearer. Yeah. How's that?
Matt?
Uh-huh. Been a long time, hasn't it? Glad to see your brother, Andy?
I...
Sure you're glad. Why shouldn't you be? After all, it was always you looked out for me. You saved me from the hot seat, wasn't it, Andy? You had me committed for 20 years.
Matt, you didn't escape.
Escape me? Of course I didn't escape. I just told him, open up the gate. I feel like going for a stroll.
Oh, Matt.
Oh,
Matt.
Stow it.
You've got to go back, Matt.
I'm never going back. I'm going into Canada. You're going
to
help me.
I want to help you, Matt. You need help. You're sick, Matt.
I'm not sick. Don't say that. Don't say it.
No, listen to me.
I listened before. You told him I was crazy.
Matt, so they wouldn't hurt you. I couldn't let them hurt you any more than I could now.
Then you'll help me cross the border.
No.
You will. You'll help. If you couldn't let him hurt me, you couldn't let us hurt him.
Us? Hurt who?
Us, Red and me. Hurt our hostage.
A hostage? What are you talking about?
I'm not sick. I'm not.
Matt, what are you talking about?
Huh?
Matt?
Oh, you see. I told Red you couldn't let us hurt him. That was smart, wasn't it? You'll help me cross the border, Andy. You'll see.
Still at large, Matt Figner and Olin Redman, escapees from Matamoros State Hospital. All officers are advised to alert police departments and law enforcement agencies in the following area.
Andy? Is that you, Andy?
Yes, dear.
Oh, I thought you said you'd be back early, but now... Andy.
Come in the parlor, Ella.
Darling, what's the matter?
Ella, that call you sent me out on... make me a small drink or something, will you, dear? I need it.
Of course.
I knew something would come of it one day. I knew that.
Andy, what is it?
You shouldn't have to worry on account of me, Ella. I told you trouble might come someday. I told you my brother...
Your brother?
The man who wanted the taxi...
No.
Yes, dear.
But it couldn't be. I mean, your brother...
I know. I thought the same thing, but it's Matt, all right. He escaped from the hospital last Thursday, him and another fella. If we'd read the city papers, we'd have known.
Oh, Andy, no.
He rented the old Hewlett place out on Oriole Road. He's there with this other fella, the two of them.
Oh, darling.
And Ella, he wants me to help get them into Canada.
Andy, you'll help them by calling Sheriff Snowden right this minute.
No, Ella, he has it all worked out. You don't know Matt and that warped brain of his... Have you looked in Freddy's room?
What?
Now, don't get excited. The boy's all right.
What do you mean, have I looked in Freddy's room?
Ella, please, now, don't get excited. He and this other fella, they've taken Freddy with them.
Andy!
The boy's all right, Ella, now.
Oh, no.
The boy's all right. They said they'd take care of him good, but if I tried any tricks...
Oh, Andy.
Ella, they got us coming and going. I just got to do what they told me. Like I say, Matt has it all worked out.
Check made at Matamoros Hospital revealed three items of subsequent value in our investigation. Matt Tigner was an incurable paranoiac with schizoid tendencies. He had one living relative, a brother whom the hospital authorities had been unable to locate. He had an unusual penchant for cartography. Among the effects found in his room were two manila envelopes filled with charts and maps. It was while Agent Reynolds and I were going through the maps that we came across our first substantial clue.
Here's another one, Steve.
Let's see it.
Canada, New England states. Right here, circled in blue pencil.
Toronto, connecting with Lynbrook.
And here, further down the map, with the check mark.
104 miles. Lynbrook, Montreal, 308.
Well, what do you think? Does it add up to anything?
Might.
Every check mark quotes the mileage between Lynbrook, New Hampshire, and some city or other in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Of course, anyone could mark up any map for any reason.
Well, couldn't they?
They could.
But you doubt it in this instance.
You don't?
Enough to go to work on it. Maybe it adds up to Tigner and Redmond. Excuse me. Stephen speaking. Yes. Oh, good. Now, wait a minute. Let me put that down. Snowden, right? Thanks, Charlie. Thanks a lot.
Identification?
Charlie Hayes. He had the name of the Lynbrook sheriff in the files.
Snowden.
Yes. Well, maybe it adds up to Tigner and Redman. Maybe it doesn't, Dave, but it's certainly worth the gamble.
And what's this, huh?
That's the road to Canada, and that X is Canadian Customs.
Hey, look at that map. He's got the whole way mapped out.
Well, he better, that's all.
Yeah. What are these things here?
License, car registration.
Let's see those. Hair brown, eyes brown, height 5'11". I could fool anyone with this, you know?
Sure you could. And with the new mouthpiece.
Matt, I really got to get back on home.
Oh, you do, huh? Okay, I guess we got everything all set. We'll keep the car here. Red will drive you.
I'd rather walk. I can use the air.
Suit yourself. Tomorrow, 9 o'clock, I'm taking off. And Andy.
Yes?
I wouldn't want anything to go wrong on this trip. You know what I mean?
I know.
Because if anything did go wrong, the boy...
Nothing will go wrong because of me, Matt.
Okay. Just giving you a little brotherly advice, that's all. Oh, one more thing.
What?
That wife of yours, she knows she's going with me?
Yes, Matt.
Yeah, that'll make everything come out real nice and even, won't it? Night, Andy. See you in the morning.
Matt.
Yeah?
You know, I've been thinking...
What?
If Andy wasn't around, you could be Andy.
You've been thinking that, huh?
Don't get sore, Matt.
Who's sore? I've been thinking the same thing.
You have?
For 20 years, I've been thinking it. Ever since my dear brother told those doctors about me. Ever since he turned against me in court.
Matt.
Yeah?
I could fix that, couldn't I? While you were driving to Canada, I could fix that real good. Then when you come back for me...
Yeah, sure. 20 years. Crazy, he called me. Sick. You fix it, Red. You hear? Right after I'm in the road, you fix it. Once and for all.
To Snowden, Sheriff, Lynbrook County. Your wire received. Agent Reynolds and I leaving for New Hampshire at once. Hold all action pending our arrival in Lynbrook. Sign it, Stevens.
They're waiting, Andy. I'm going with them. I'll be back. Andy.
I can't let you go, Ella. I can't.
Andy, if I don't...
I know.
I'll be back, darling. Kiss me.
If I shot them down, if I took a gun and shot them down...
Don't talk that way, please.
Ella.
Promise me. I won't let you do anything that might harm Freddy.
Ella, stop it.
Oh, promise me, Andy. Don't do anything.
All right, Ella. I...
Baby, hold me close.
Darling.
They're waiting for me, Andy. I'm going out.
Steve, look, coming out of the house.
Mm-hmm. Tigner's wife, Sheriff.
That's right. That's Ella.
And you're still certain the man in the car is her husband?
Well, now, I would be certain if it hadn't been for what you told me. I...
Follow them, Steve.
We want both. Maybe he'll lead us to Redmond.
Okay, I just wonder...
So do I. If that's who we think it is, what's happened to his brother? Follow them, Dave. Maybe we'll find out.
Okay, if I come in.
What happened? What are you doing back here? I thought...
I know what you thought, Tony. I don't like long trips. I get car sick.
You didn't go with them?
Uh-uh. There was some unfinished business this side of the border to take care of. Let's go to the parlor. We can talk in there.
Look, I...
Uh-huh. It's real. And it's loaded. In the parlor, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, this is fine. Sit down.
What do you want, anyhow?
Me? I don't want anything. Your brother wants something.
My brother?
Yeah. He didn't happen to call yet, did he? Before I got here.
Call?
Yeah, he's gonna call as soon as he's safe across the border. Then this gun goes off and your worries are over.
What?
It's what Matt wants. Hey, Scotch. My very own brand. Maybe you and me should have a drink. We'd take the edge off.
Matt wants you to...
That's the idea. No drink, huh?
But why?
You can't figure it. You let them send your own flesh and blood away.
Matt would have got the chair if it hadn't been for me.
If it hadn't been for you, he wouldn't have spent 20 years. For 20 years, he's waited to get even.
I see. And so you...
That's the idea. It's too bad you won't have a drink. This sort of thing, it's better. It goes friendly like.
And you really think you could get away with a cold-blooded killing like this?
Yeah, I think I could. Don't you?
I think you're as crazy as Matt. I think you're stark raving.
I don't like that kind of talk. I don't like that. All right, that'll be Matt. Lift it.
Me?
If it's somebody else, hang up. If it's Matt, I'll speak to him. You heard what I said? Lift it!
Hello?
Tickner, this is a federal officer speaking. Try to act calm and listen. I know Redmond's with you.
What? Who is this?
We've apprehended your brother. Your wife and your son are safe. Agent Reynolds should be at your house in another few minutes. Can you stall Redmond?
No, you have the wrong number.
You can't stall him?
I'll try. I'll try to get the operator for
you. Listen to this. Redmond has a sadistic personality trait. Cater to him. Let him play cat and mouse with you. Can you do that?
I'll try.
What is it? It's the wrong number.
Can you do that, Tickner?
Hey, give me that thing.
Hello.
Mister, you're sure this isn't Maine 4105?
Yeah, I'm sure. Wrong number. Tie up the line. What is that? Okay, where were we?
Red.
Yeah. Yeah, what? What?
Could I change my mind about that drink?
Huh?
I could use one.
Yeah?
I really could use one. Couldn't you?
Sure I could. I told you, see? Sure, you could change your mind. I told you, this sort of thing, it's better. It goes friendly-like. After all, you're Matt's own brother. I wouldn't have it any other way.
By catering to Olin Redmond's personality traits, Andrew Tickner was able to stall until Agent Reynolds had arrived. Following the inexplicable behavior of such individuals, Redmond, like Matt Tickner, surrendered meekly, without resistance. The two men were returned to the authorities at Matamora under special guard, thus forestalling any future attempts at hostage.
In tonight's story, Bill Smith played the part of Andrew Tickner, and Frank Reddick was Matt Tickner. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Jack Anson Fink. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based upon Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. And the broadcast does not imply endorsement, authorization, or approval by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Now for station identification.